We put our local SME focus this morning on the co-founder at Growing Papers, and Growing Papers is the organization we chat to. Roxanne Schoeman, once again, Roxanne, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Thanks again, Zane.
Ah, that's a lot better. We couldn't have a conversation with three people on the radio. Roxanne, the first thing that struck me when I went to have a look at Growing Paper is the fact that you have such an incredible team and such a big team. Talk to us about this team. How many are there? And are there only women in the team?
No. Altogether, we are 38. We are four partners who run the business. We're all women. And it is a large team, and we do pride ourselves on the fact that we create as many jobs as we can for unskilled people. By keeping most of our process using hand labor, and most of our employees are women, most of our team, and a lot of them are the breadwinners in their families.
And talk to us about the organization. When did you start Growing Paper?
So Nalita and I started it in 2010 already. Back then, we were the paper makers and the only employees. But since then, we've been lucky to have grown to where we are now.
And tell us exactly what you do, because Growing Paper is not just only creating biodegradable paper. There is a lot more to just creating a biodegradable paper.
That's correct. So first of all, we use post-consumer waste paper to produce our paper. So all our products are from recycled paper. Then we also add seeds during the production process. So you receive at the end of the day recycled paper, handmade, and you can actually plant it after you've used it, and a variety of plants will grow.
So I take this paper, I use the paper, and after using the paper, I plant this paper.
Yes, and the paper biodegrades and the seedlings sprout.
Okay, so my fascination with this is, how do you incorporate the actual manufacturing of the paper with the seeds?
Yes. There are some things that we do not necessarily want to divulge of our process, but it's during the paper making process, because it's handmade, we have the ability to add seeds into the pulp, into the paper pulp at a certain stage.
And do you specifically market and say, okay, if you plant this paper, you'll get flowers, if you plant this paper, you'll get veggies, and if you plant that paper, you'll get herbs?
That's correct, yes. And we choose seeds that are, there are a few criteria. They obviously need to be small enough, because we do print on items, and they need to be hardy, of course.
And who are your clients, basically? Are they just regular people who walk in there and say, we want paper, or do you supply to a number of stationery stores?
We do. A lot of our clients are stationery stores and gift stores, and then we also have... we do export quite a bit of our, almost half of our monthly sales are exported to Europe. And we also export to the US at this stage. And then also corporate clients and promotional items made from Growing Paper.
Interesting to me is that you're exporting. So what kind of seeds would you include in the paper that you're exporting? Because something that grows in South Africa might not necessarily grow in the countries that you export to.
Yes, that's right. And that is definitely a whole process. Like I said, there are a few criteria that we need to keep in mind. But then also... with exporting seeds as well, you have a certain, you have to apply for a certification to be able to export it. So most of the seeds that we use, we also have an indigenous flower mix, but most of the seeds that we do export are also flowers and herbs that grow in European countries as well as here.
Roxanne Schoeman chatting to us. She's the co-founder of Growing Paper, and Growing Paper from Malmesbury is a female-led and proudly South African business that produces 100% recycled and biodegradable paper that, you know, those products that grow into a beautiful living herb or vegetable or flowers when this paper is eventually planted once you've actually used this paper and it's completely biodegradable. Roxanne, you entered this particular competition. What pushed you? Did somebody come and say, here's a competition, let's enter this and see where we get?
This is interesting. We actually didn't know we've been entered. It was a surprise and a lovely surprise because we obviously have fans out there. But we were nominated and we were informed that we were. So that was lovely.
Oh, that's great. So, and eventually when the call came, you know, from Tom Stewart, the marketing manager at Lululand, or somebody at Lululand who phoned you and said, you've won this competition, because let's face it, there's been thousands of entries in this competition.
Yes.
And, you know, the Small Business Spotlight is exactly the right place where we start generating employment in the country and we start generating and building the economy in the country. So what was your reaction when you got that phone call?
Oh, I was over the moon. They were sending me a few questions during the day, and I couldn't help myself. I just wanted to email them all the time. When will we know? When will we know? So it was awesome.
And what does this mean for your business? You said you've got about 38 employees, and
yes,
certainly you provide employment for a number of women in and around the Malmesbury area. And sometimes these women are the breadwinners in their families.
Mm-hmm.
So what does it mean to you as a business, but also more, what does it mean to these women?
Yes, it means a lot to us as a whole, definitely our entire team. It keeps as many people employed as we can, so we can keep, you know, the jobs that we have available. We might even be able to create some more because we are growing, and it enables us to focus on our clients, focus on job creation while the bills are paid for a while.
Mm. And of course, growing with Growing Paper, Roxanne Schoeman chatting to us. And this is a fantastic idea where they produce 100% recycled and biodegradable paper products that actually grow into beautiful living herbs, vegetables, or flowers. So when you choose your paper, you can choose, I want paper that's got flowers in it, or you can choose paper that's got vegetables in it. Quite a great idea. What is the road forward for Growing Paper? What do you see and what do you envisage? Because the nice thing about it all, and I'm so sad that the tourism industry has taken this very big knock at the moment, but it will recover and it will get better. And it's so nice when you actually get into a room of a hotel, for instance, and you've got this special handmade piece of paper, and they've written there, welcome Mr. Johnson, or welcome Ms. Schoeman, you know, welcome to our hotel. It just presents, and you take that home with you, and it becomes such a wonderful gift.
Definitely. And you can, you remember the memory that you've created when you see the plants grow as well. So that's wonderful. But yes, the road forward, we're positive. We always keep positive. It's been tough for all small businesses, and for us, we've been no exception. And we are very positive that we will still keep on growing. So that's our plan for next year, growth.
And that's absolutely fantastic. And where can people get hold of you? Where can people get hold of your product, mostly, you know, Growing Paper? You have a website that they can order. You have an online store. And which are the other stores that you are in?
So we have the online store at www.growingpaper.co.za, and we are also available in all poetry stores. That's quite easily accessible, I think, if you're near a mall. And then our retailers are listed on our website, so it's mostly independent small retailers. Yes, that's where we are. May I just please also say thank you very much to Cape Town Magazine and Lulaland. Not just for our prize, but for their passion towards SMEs as well. I think that's where a lot of problems are solved.
I think, you know, small and medium enterprises is exactly where we need to start stimulating the economy instead of looking at big business, because big business has got big overheads and it's got big worries and it's got big problems. Whereas if you look at small businesses like your business, for instance, you know, employing 38, 40 people at the time, you're providing at least employment for those people. They go home, they have a look at their families, they look after their families. And that is the key thing. We you know, gone are the days where people actually, I can't say gone are the days, but these days when you look at COVID-19, for instance, which surely must have had an impact on your business also. But, you know, you look at the situation and you just say, I just want to take enough money so I can feed my family and pay my bills, you know, and that is where small business is, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. I totally agree.
Roxanne Schoeman, thank you for chatting to us. She's the co-founder at Growing Paper out in Malmesbury.